Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle on 1150 a.m. here in the United States. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular metaphysical radio shows in the Seattle area and in the world, with over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. Boy, do I have some good news to tell you today. My first guest for the first 15 minutes of this hour will be Martha Childress and Valeta from the Hopi tribe. And we'll be telling of the of our success in getting food to the Hopi. As such, it makes me feel so good that we were able to help them. Followed by Judy Calley from 2:15 to 3 p.m. Judy is, I consider her, one of the best psychics in America, and she's always fun to talk to. So if you have any questions for Julie, Judy, just email them to me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Then at 3 o'clock, we'll be having on some incredible people. Dr. Judy Mikovits, who co-authored a book with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. called The Plague of Corruption, will be coming on. Both of them will be here. Both Judy Calley and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will be coming on live to my program at 3 o'clock. So be sure to listen to it. It'll be amazing. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I also have a surprise announcement as well. I was speaking to Q a couple days ago, and he wants to give individual sessions to people around the world. And he'll be starting this. He'll be doing it on a weekly basis. The first session will be Monday, May 11th, 2020, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. p.m. Pacific time. Each session will be 30 minutes long and will be done by appointment. Donations will be accepted. There's no fixed price, but we will ask for donations for the nonprofit Immortal Peace Project, a children's charity, and Out of This World Radio, which is a listener-supported radio show. There are 8 spots available, and already several have been booked. If you'd like to talk to Q and have a session with him live, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call toll-free here in Canada and in the United States at 1-888-879-8339. If you missed my Galactic Wisdom Conference in March, the entire conference is now available on Crowdcast for just $50. If you'd like to sign up, please go to my website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com and click on the live stream tab. You can also go to www.crowdcast.com/ESNEdward/Galactic Wisdom Conference/register. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to listen to some of the world's most famous and wonderful spiritual healing and UFO and ET people, including Simon Parks, my good friend from England, Alex Collier, who's in contact with the Andromedans, James Redfield, the famous author of The Celestine Prophecy, Mitch Kohayashi, of course, of the beautiful Immortal Peace Project, Jerry Pollack, who's one of the world's most famous water scientists at the University of Washington, as well as Billy and Zora from the Hollow Earth, and myself. I'd like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show, especially Corey and Saul and Cookman for their fantastic support, as well as my friends Jessica and Randy in Mercer Island, Louise in Bellevue, Washington, Mary and Elias in beautiful Costa Rica, Bradley and Gemma in London, England, Dan and Ursula in Switzerland, Jan Eric and Emma Louise in Norway, and Tom Palladino, and everyone around the world who helped me raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. We're also looking for co-sponsors and advertisers for this show, and any advertising on the show will be heard in over 90 countries with over 250,000 listeners. My angels tell me that this virus should be no longer a threat by the end of this month. And so I'm giving free promotional advertising to small businesses affected by the shutdown to help them get back on their feet. This offer is going to run through the rest of the year. So if you're interested in a free promotion on my show with worldwide audience, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. With that, I always like to thank my dear friend Carol, who designs my website and provides fantastic support. Our friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, and I know they're listening today. My angelic and earthly family, of course, and of course, Eric at KKNW, who has been always a great help. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. www.thefreeclock.com. You can also call me here in the United States on my cell at 509-750-9793. I know a lot of people out there are having a tough time, so I've extended my special, and the cost is just $50 for a full one-hour reading. Also, I'm planning on going back to Mount Shasta twice this year, from July 1st to the 8th, and again from August 27th to September 3rd, 2020. We always see lots of Sasquatch and many UFOs flying around the mountain, and we always meet a dominant people of Telos and the Hollow Earth. One of the amazing things that's been happening since 2016 have been many miracle healings. My eyesight, for example, was restored to perfect crystal clear 2010 eyesight in September of last year after Adama and the people of Telos gave me a miracle healing. Before that, I had 20/50 blurry-eyed vision in my right eye, and they also healed my heart during the summer of 2018 when I was at Mount Shasta, and they gave me a new heart. I've been working very hard all these years, and they said it was time for a new heart, so they gave me one, which was wonderful. Other people have been healed of various other diseases, and one lady was given a totally new pair of legs so she could walk again. That was in September 2017. I'm not making this up. This is all true, and it did happen. I've seen it with my own eyes. The cost is just $200. And if you'd like to go, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. A lot of people have been asking about my trip to Peru. It's still on schedule for May 17th to June 5th, 2020. Peru is supposed to open up to tourists on May 10th, so everything should be fine if you'd like to come along. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The cost is just $4.97 per person. I have a few bottles of special HOTO vibrational healing water to protect people against the virus. If you'd like a bottle, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. We're just asking for donations and the cost of postage to send the water. And finally, I got a call from London a few minutes just before going on the air, and I didn't get any email on it, but I'd like for everyone to please pray for world peace. And on this, there's going to be a meditation this weekend. But please send lots of love and light to the world. I know that Michiko Hayashi's been spending a lot of time with her wonderful HOTO machine healing the world. It's such an amazing and beautiful thing she's doing. But it's always good to send positive thoughts out. And if you can, please send lots of positive thoughts out to the world to heal the planet. We certainly need it right now. And with that, I'd like to bring on my good friends, Valeda from the Hopi tribe and Martha Childress of the Natural Choice Network to talk about the food they've been getting to the Hopi. Martha and Valeda, how are you guys doing today?
Just great. Thank you. Thank you, Ted.
Oh, good. Good. Valeda, are you there?
I'm doing fine.
Okay.
Yes,
wonderful.
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Good. Just wanted to make sure you're still alive and breathing. We were able to raise over $1,000 last week for food supplies for the Hopi. Many elderly Hopi in particular in several villages had not eaten in quite a while. And I just sent off $1,000 to Martha, and she was able to buy $600 worth of food a few days ago. We're going to do another run next week. More money's coming in. And if you'd like to donate, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can also send any donations to that email address by PayPal for the Hopi. If you send it by friends and family, there's no processing fees, and 100% of all monies collected will go help the Hopi. And I think Martha actually is an angel. She doesn't show her wings very often, but she was a real angel to drive up there, get the food for the Hopi, drive up there, drop it off, and get it distributed. Martha, tell us a little bit about that, and then I'll have Valeda on.
Oh, well, it was my pleasure, and it was so nice to have something kind of in service to be able to do, you know, with the shutdown. You feel kind of frustrated, at least I have been. I mean, it's been fun to kind of work in the yard and, you know, get the house settled that we just moved into. But part of the reason that I did, you know, want to make this move to Sedona was to be closer to be able to help the Hopi tribe, not only with clean water, but in any other ways that I could be of service. So I was really happy to get the call, and it was, had a SUV, and so was able to just go up to Flagstaff. And luckily, I was able to immediately connect with the supervisor of the produce department there, because fruits and vegetables are kind of hard to get now anyway. And and I didn't want to clean them out, clean out the shelves at the same time. So they were able to help me with the list that I was provided, you know, that you all generously provided to direct me to what they needed. And they were able to pull from the back and box things up, and what probably would have taken me hours, and, you know, going to lots of different stores and not wanting to use all that extra packaging that's not good for the environment. They were able to box things up in the back for me, and even opened up a lane for me just to check me out and load up the car. So I want to give a huge shout out to everyone at the Fred Meyer in Flagstaff off Highway 40, because they made it so, so much easier. And now they're, I can just call and make it a lot easier and quicker, and they can work on it ahead of time as we continue with this effort, because we completely filled up my car from top to bottom, the a Ford Great. Explorer, with fresh fruits and vegetables, and I had, you know, another almost $450 left over. So plan to pack it up again, and you're going to meet me out there too, right? At Flagstaff, so we can, with your truck, so we can get more.
Tuesday.
Yep. So we're on schedule for another run here. We've got the pathways cleared, and and what they're doing up at the Hopi Tribe too. You know, everyone that was coming to, you know, to box things up and get it out to the village. You know, it's a real coordinated effort. So I was happy to be just a small piece of it. You guys are the ones that are really doing the heavy lifting.
And Valetta is...
We have volunteers who came to help us. And when Martha came with her car full of fresh vegetables, we were there to help and get started to make sure that we get them individually bagged and ready to take to the homes of the Hopi here in Kekotsmobi.
Wonderful. Well, you're both angels. And for people who'd like to donate, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can just call me anytime at 509-750-9793 or email at 1-888-879-8339. 100% of all monies go to help the Hopi with getting food. And I'm so happy that there are so many good people out there doing this. I want especially, there's quite a few people who donated, especially Deborah in Brazil, Agnes in Victoria, Canada. Let's see if I can remember everyone. Jody in California did. Charlie in Lakewood, Washington donated. And I know that I'm trying to remember everybody off the top of my head who donated, but there's so many people who donated. And I just want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful donation. It really helped.
Well, and the need is so severe up there. Yeah, so you want to talk about that a little bit.
I want to thank everybody for donating what all the funding went to purchasing all of the vegetables. And I, from the bottom of my heart, for everyone here that lives in Kekotsmobi Village in Arizona, we're very thankful. And all the people who received these items, they were very happy, thanked us, and had a big smile. So it really does help to get fresh food for our area, especially during this time.
Right. Well, anyway, we're going to be wonderful. That's wonderful, Lida. Well, we'll be doing this on a weekly basis. And anyway, I look forward to talking to you both next week. And I've got to go on to my next guest now, Judy Kelly in California, wonderful psychic. But thank you so much again for being the angels you are and helping the Hopi people.
Happy to do it.
All right, my friends.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Okay. All right. Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you so much. Now I'd like to bring on Judy Kelly, who I consider one of America's best psychics. And she's coming to us today from just outside Los Angeles. And Judy, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, good. Good, Judy. It's been a while since we've spoken, and I'm so glad you could
talk today. Yeah, it has. It has, but all good things come to pass at the right time.
That's right. Well, I'll give my listeners a little bit of a background. Judy's a wonderful... Yeah, a little bit. She's in touch with the Ascended Masters, including Hilarion, the Ascended Master of Healing, Archangel Gabriel, as well as Mikos and others from the Hollow Earth. In 2005, she channeled Mikos, a Lemurian Talosian of the Inner Earth, for the Wesak Festival in New York City. And in addition, she was hired by NBC as a psychic for the documentary on Atlantis and the Bermuda Triangle, which is still being shown today on the Sci-Fi Channel. In past interviews in my show, she's brought in Mother Mary, President John F. Kennedy, Mahatma Gandhi, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, my friend, Professor Albert Einstein, Ananda Yogananda, Dr. Masaru Emoto, Jesus, and other great spirits. And I'm so glad you're here today, Judy. How have you been? And we would love to hear from the great masters. Any messages would be really appreciated.
I had to laugh because at 2 o'clock, the Sasquatch came in and
they
have a message. So I want to be sure that I share that. Okay.
Okay. That's okay, fine.
Here we go. We come from every element of Earth. We live among the trees in the presence of some of the wisest beings in the world, our tree friends. And we live in caves. And we come out at night to see our creature friends of life. And whatever they've gone through that day, we try to tenderly take care of them. If they have broken a wing, we help. If they are hungry, we help. If they just want to be hugged, we help. If they need a new dwelling, we help. And we're up most of the night when we're most comfortable being out in and among things to assist the animals of the local area wherever we are. We connect telepathically all over the world. And what's beautiful about our particular group of beings is that we have such an awareness of the pulse of humanity. We feel everything you're feeling. We can feel everything the trees are feeling, everything the flowers are feeling, everything the mountains are feeling. We're in touch with every form of life. And it is a real gift to us to be able to be involved in the pulse of humanity. I want to further illustrate that in the last 2 months, we have seen an explosion of light in the souls of people all over the world. And it has made our hearts tingle in joy because we are so grateful that you're getting it. The whole purpose of what we're going through now is to have a deeper respect and a more gracious and helpful and healthy relationship with our mother. And the earth has endured so many, 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 many years of people stomping on it and polluting it and harming it and totally ignoring the needs of the earth. And this has given a pause and a breath of fresh air so that each person can look at their own lives with new glasses and new vision and see in what ways can they further assist Earth to be able to breathe cleanly and clearly, to be able to have the water crystal clear, to have the sky so absolutely lovely that you can see the stars twinkling, to see the sun and the moon clearly and the hazes gone. Each of you, if you search your heart, you can find ways to assist the earth, because as you assist the earth, you are assisted, because anything that affects the earth, because you are part of everything, affects you. So when you harm her lungs, your lungs are being harmed. When you stomp all over her with your angry feet, you are being stomped all over with angry feet. We are a gentle people. We take each seedling and we love it and caress it as we plant it in the earth. We cherish the water and we love each other. Whether you are a Sasquatch or whether you're a kangaroo or whether you're a caterpillar does not matter to us. We love it all. So I give you a big hello from the Sasquatch Nation globally, and may you tune in to the ways that you can be kinder and more fruitful and give from a whole heart and recognize the contribution that you can make as you love you. All life is loved.
Oh, my goodness, Judy, that's so beautiful. Thank you.
Message.
That's a wonderful message. You know, I was having some dinner with some friends out in a rural area here and last night, and we could hear the Sasquatch talking to each other. And one of the people I was with actually channeled Sasquatch. And it was just incredible experience. And now you bring them in again today. That's great.
And, you know, they don't come in very often. And I've had twice they've come in this week with clients. So it's obviously their time for us to pay more attention and to tech in and kind of connect to them, because obviously they're ready to be more visibly known. And what a beautiful gift to all of us is that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think, you know, this whole virus fiasco has caused a lot of distress in the economy. The unemployment, they say, is about 30-35%. It's very high. But that can all change in a minute if we were just allowed to go back to work. And it's good to have that beautiful, those beautiful messages from the Sasquatch, because I know they care about us. And they're coming in now, I think, for a reason, to help us and give us words of encouragement.
Yes. Because we haven't really heard from them a lot. You know, you don't hear in circles of people having conversations about the Sasquatch in general.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you hear about the dolphins, or you hear about the whales or the trees or whatever, but you don't hear a lot about the Sasquatch.
Right, right.
So
no,
it's absolutely marvelous. So there's a little raccoon that I'd like to share its message. It's raising its hand to get attention, like in
how
classroom.
Funny.
Isn't that cute? It has its little left hand up, and it's waving. So here we go. His name is Randy. He goes by Randall, Sir Randall. But his name is Randy. So here we go.
Okay.
We are a part of every form of nature, and we delight in being raccoons.
Mm-hmm.
We're already prepared for what you're all going through. We already have our masks on. And we've always had masks on. So this is nothing new for us. So it's kind of fun for us to watch you all wearing masks at the same time. I do have to be honest, though. Your masks are not as beautiful as ours.
That's funny.
So I just want you to kind of take a mental note to be very careful with the wildlife at this time, because there are boundaries that used to be established that aren't there anymore because people are in their homes and not milling around. So wildlife have gone.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just got a message from a couple listeners that the audio has been turned off in the station and we're not being received in several parts of the world.
Okay.
So, we'll continue, but I wanted to let Eric know that so he could check it out. So thanks, Eric.
Do you want me to continue? Stop?
No. Keep going.
Okay. So Randy is saying that there are many areas where the animals are coming more inland and they're taking over and enjoying spaces that they used to enjoy before people put concrete and highways and buildings. And they're saying that please be patient with the wildlife because they know what's going on, but they also love the freedom to be able to go where they want to go and do what they want to do and not have to be afraid of what the people are going to do to them. So Randy's saying please pay attention to your trash cans and pay attention to the big, huge, they're showing me like an industrial building, the big trash containers, because a lot of times beings like raccoons will go in there to look and forage for food. And so the raccoons are saying, please be gentle with your feet and don't scare them. Let them know you're there and let them know what you'd like them to do. And they will do as much as they can to cooperate if they understand what you're asking. And that's all I wanted to share.
That's beautiful. Any advice from our spirit friends about this year or what? But just to kind of hang in there, things will get better?
Well, first of all, one of the ways that we have benefited tremendously by withdrawing from the workforce is people have been programmed ad nauseum on achievement, accomplishment, and what's next, on being more and doing more and having more. And they've been existing in their lives. They haven't really been living, because you can only live in the present moment. And people project so much into the past and so much into the future, and the past doesn't exist. It's gone. From the moment you pass this moment, there is no past. It's gone. And you haven't even created tomorrow yet. You're living all your lives now. So when you realize that tomorrow you have, may I share with the audience how many potentials you have, Ted?
Sure.
You have, they're showing me, your higher self, 971 different current potentials that you could experience tomorrow. What will determine which one of those 971 current potentials that you have available to you will be totally dependent on nobody else but you, and it's how much you love yourself today.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what determines what you're going to experience tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. And here I thought I had 972 and not 971 potentials.
Well, you have to remember, as you expand your heart, you expand your potential.
That's true.
So here's the thing. As we pay more attention to living in the present moment and tuning in and making feeling good as much as we can our top priority, because when you're feeling good, you're in your divine flow. And when you're in your divine flow in your heart, everything is provided. So when you give yourself the opportunity to be in your divine flow and to follow making feeling good as much as you can, then you're following your heart, and your heart will automatically take you to live your greatest potential for this lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it's a very simple process. So even if you massage your feet, even if you give yourself a hug, even if you take time to laugh at a movie, because I believe laughter is the fastest way to heal. So as you give yourself permission to be kind to you, to be loving to you, to be respectful to you, and you treat yourself with the utmost dignity and respect and tenderness and love, then that love expansion in your aura expands to touch others. And isn't that a wonderful thing? So because people are not being busy and they're spending more time with their self, a lot of them are changing and recognizing how much they value their family that they really weren't in touch with before because they were so busy being busy. And
go ahead, Judy. Yeah, I got a question for you.
So anyway, I'm just saying we've all got our own journey to live. And we're all an original creation of divinity, and no two of us are alike. So whatever you do, I suggest that you do not compare yourself to another person. It's the greatest disservice you can do. Just listen to your own heart and follow your heart, and your heart will always tell you the truth, and your heart will always lead you into the greatest direction for you.
That's true. That's how I started my radio show 6-7 years ago, was following my heart. My angels gave me advice. I followed it, and it's been the best advice I ever got. One of the best advice.
And look at all the hearts you've touched, Ted, and all the hearts that have touched you.
Yeah, that's
true.
Isn't
that marvelous? Yeah. Now, you said you have a question?
Yeah, about a year ago, or maybe 8-10 months ago, Judy, when we last talked, and I'm sorry it's been a while, you you gave me this, you painted this picture of people, this was back in the so-called normal days of last year, where people are like, were like on this conveyor belt, always rushing around, never stopping to look or look at, smell the roses,
yes,
look at the roses or smell the coffee. Yeah. So they, and that has changed now, hasn't it? I remember you told me that. Yeah.
Yes. And what my guides were showing me is that people were on automatic pilot and multitasking to such a point that they were totally ignoring the natural world. And they weren't contributing to the natural world because it was all about next, next, next.
Right.
And when you talk to people, they want to know what's in the future. They're not even enjoying today. They're so focused on, well, what about tomorrow? The problem is with that, you don't have an expiration date on your birth certificate. You have no idea when you're going to go. It could go in, we could go in 2 minutes. We could go in 50 years. So it's kind of silly that our whole society's been programmed to retire and then you'll be happy. Wait till you win the lottery, then you can be generous. Wait till you have the perfect home, and then you can entertain. And the truth is, you need to do it now, today, right here, where you're breathing. Yeah. Be present now. And you know, I've been working with the Angels and Ascended Masters for over 70 years. Since I was 3 years old, that's a lot of years. And in all those years, the masters have never once come to me from a place of superiority. I've never received an unloving message, not once. And they've never talked about religion. Not one of them, not an archangel or a master has ever talked to me about religion in 70 years because they're not attached to it. So contrary to what you learn in church, and different religions, the masters are not and have not ever presented themselves to me as religious beings. They're not. And one of the greatest compliments Jesus gave me in 2007 is he said, I love the way you describe me to people because it takes me off the pedestal. I'm standing next to them and I'm just their brother. And that's what I'm here for.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome, Judy. That's
so
awesome.
Did I answer the question, or is there more clarification on the conveyor belt thing?
Oh no, it's very clear. Yeah, it's very clear. It's very clear. Now, next hour, I'm having Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on, John F. Kennedy's brother, and I was wondering if President Kennedy might have anything, any messages.
I was just going to say John Kennedy's here.
Okay. I knew it.
Here we go. He says, of course, the older brother has to go before the younger brother. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Okay,
that's
so true. Here we go. I am immensely proud of the people of the world because we can see so clearly all of the intentions of your soul. We can see the things you're thinking and we can feel the things you're feeling that other people are not getting and picking up on. And I'm clearing, that's why I'm burping. So hold on. For all of everybody on the phone, I'm clearing. So John Kennedy is saying that as he looks over the wholeness, that's his word, of the world, he sees this huge umbrella of light that is expanding more and more and more. And he's saying that he used to see this light umbrella at about 60%. And he said, as of today, I'm seeing it at 85%.
Oh, my goodness. Wonderful.
He's saying that is a huge leap for humanity in the last 6 or 7 months. They're getting it. They're waking up. They're starting to recognize that they are valued and loved and cherished and that how they treat themselves is how they treat others. And John Kennedy is saying, is not the heart of the world the heart of the earth? We all are part of that heart. We need to feed that heart so every heart is fed. It's kind of a simple thing. So whether we're physically giving hugs, whether we're giving inspirational understandings, whether we're being quiet and letting somebody tell their story, and it's important that they be heard, whether we're feeding their tummies, or whether we're giving them opportunities to nurture themselves with books or music or opera or animals or nature. It's important that we understand that we are all heart beings, and the heart is where it's happening. Mm-hmm. And the heart is where you need to be. And all of life is benefiting in this umbrella of the heart that I can see so much more clearly expanding with every breath that each of you are taking.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, President Kennedy, for giving us that message. Wonderful. Very inspiring. Thank you so much.
And I thank you for having me on the show. It was fun to share again.
You're always welcome. You're always welcome, President
Namaste,
Kennedy.
Everybody. I love you. Bye-bye.
We love you, too. We love you, too. Thank you so much. I know it's difficult to predict the future, but I'd love to know what some of the masters are saying about, like, for the future, for the current times. I would enjoy their perspective on it.
Are you talking to me or the next guest?
Oh, you.
Oh, I was signing off because I thought you had a guest waiting.
No, you're my guest.
My guest. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, I was trying to be respectful.
No.
I think what John Kennedy says it all. You know, mm-hmm. You haven't created mm-hmm. tomorrow yet. Nobody's created tomorrow yet. So nobody
True.
Can tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. But
True.
What he's saying is if we keep going in the direction we've been going in, we're covering the earth with love.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the greatest message we could have.
Wow.
All
wow.
the details are decided by people. And
right.
each person decides for their own life. And, you know, there's one thing that may be helpful for people. Whatever's going on the outside of your life is a direct reflection of how you are treating yourself inside
oh.
your own heart. So
mm-hmm.
when you don't like what's going on out here, you need to treat yourself with more respect and kindness and love.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have somebody out here, let's say, that's judging and criticizing and nitpicking you, then that means you're judging, criticizing, nitpicking you. So when you see everybody on the planet as golden beings of light, because that's who we really all are,
mm-hmm.
we're not the roles we're playing in the scripts that people wrote. We're really all golden beings of light. And when you see all people as golden beings of light, it's the greatest gift you can give them. Because that helps them remember who they are. And we're
mm-hmm.
here to remember who we are. And the purpose and mission for every person on the planet is the same for this life. Because we're shifting the planet from now fourth to fifth dimension. We already shifted from third to fourth 18 years ago. And we're
really?
In fourth dimension now 18 years. Yes.
Oh, my
I
God.
Get information
wow.
10, 15, 20 years. Before I see it in print or hear other people talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 2002, December 21st, is when my angels and guides woke me up at 2:30 in the morning, and they said, Judy, as of right now, no more carbon-based anything is being born on planet Earth. Well, anybody born before 1980 is carbon-based. We're Earth-based mm-hmm. beings. We're heavy, dense, thick energy.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody
right.
born after 1980 are part of the new children. And they're here to lead us into the seventh golden crystalline age of wisdom and peace. And they came in half crystalline already. We're now completing and stepping into being full crystalline beings as I'm speaking. And I can give you a message that I've only publicly given a week ago for the first time because it occurred to me just the last 3 weeks. 10% of the population are the leaders here to lead the way. And 90% of the population are just younger souls. So they have a different purpose. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We shifted from 90% not awake and 10% awake to now we're at 80% that are not awake and 20% that are awake. That is huge.
Wow.
And that happened as a tipping point because of the Earth and everything we're going through at this time. So what that means is we're coming and awakening quicker and more open to remember who we are and to truly live the purpose that we came here to live. And more souls are doing that every day exponentially, and that is thrilling because we each went through the veil of forgetting before we were born, and we agreed to play human 100%. And each of us are waking up at different times in different ways because we each programmed everything in our life 100% before we were born. And everybody agreed to play all the parts. So when you realize that, you want to step back from any area in your life and know that you're pure energy, first of all, and all of life is pure energy. So you're all into everything on your most expanded level. And as you treat every part of you with respect and love, you treat every part of life with respect and love. And that's what it exponentially is expanding. And that is thrilling because it's the hardest to shift from third to fourth. We've been in fourth now for over 18 years. And that means that we're living on a higher frequency of love. So for most of you, if you look back on your life, you will notice, especially the last 10 or 11 years, you have loved yourself so much more than you did before. You're criticizing yourself less. You're having more compassion. You're taking time to be more careful and more sincere and thoughtful with how you're spending your energy. That's waking up. And that's what we're all doing on a beautiful, beautiful level. And that's really what John Kennedy was talking about.
Wow. Wow. That is so profound. Thank you so much, Judy.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure to share that.
I'm sure there's a lot. We've got about 13 minutes left, and are there other beautiful spirits who'd like to come in?
Yes, there are. There's Sir Galahad. Okay, Lancelot, Sir Galahad. Here we go.
All right. Okay.
He said he's on his steed, so he's making quite an entrance, and his horse is all white. It's absolutely beautiful.
Wow. Okay, wow.
I come today to say that the heart of Avalon is what I'm seeing unfolding today. In our hearts, we've all heard about the Garden of Eden. And in Avalon, we tried to live it. We had areas that we probably didn't do as good as we could have done. But the bottom line is, we did honor spirituality, and we did have an area where we put more energy into having integrity and one for all and all for one. And I'm seeing that unfolding more on the planet with every breath. And we are tuning into returning Earth as the Garden of Eden without all the biblical stories, just returning all of life to its natural beauty, which is really what the Garden of Eden represents. So isn't it wonderful that you see people removing their lawns and planting vegetables and fruit so that if people are hungry, you have a fruit tree, they can just grab a piece of fruit? Is that not the Garden of Eden? And I see on your internet, your mental map that goes all over the world, I see many, many examples of whole tops of roofs of traditional industrial buildings are being transformed into gardens. I'm seeing people growing more organic food. I see people paying more attention to not accepting GMOs and not accepting traditional food processed the way it's been processed in ways that are harmful to us. So I'm seeing Avalon being reborn as the Garden of Eden is coming alive on the whole planet. And I wanted you to know, from our perspective, that is a welcome sight to see. And the more of you that choose to take part of your permaculture and part of your plant life, and incorporate it into food, then there is no reason that we should ever have hunger on this planet.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's beautiful. Wow.
Now he's stepping back.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jiminy Crickets here. Here we go.
All right.
May I remind you, kiddos, that my message was about wishing upon a star. And right now, many of you are connecting to your star families, and you're beginning to realize that you do have lives among the stars. And so wishing upon a star was my way of presenting to you the star wisdom that has always existed on planet Earth. You think that they're aliens, and you think that they are not like you. But remember, we all come from the same energy. And so there have been on the planet, as long as there have been life, there have been beings from other planets that have blended into your society, and they've been here all along. So waiting and holding your breath for this mass landing is really kind of a silly point, because you've had them here all along, and many of you have lived and are living galactic lives along with living as a human on planet Earth at this time. And many of you are connecting more and more to your star brothers and star sisters. So when I sang Wish Upon a Star, there was a further meaning of notice the sky, notice the celestial world. It's part of your world. It's not just where your feet are moving on the earth. You exist among the stars and the planets and the sun and the moon. You are part of every form of life. And I, Jiminy Cricket, know how to sing that. So follow me when you have a moment that you need to open your heart and burst it with joy and sing, I Wish Upon a Star.
Beautiful. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Just curious, is George Washington available, and would he like to say a few words?
He says, let me put my teeth in first.
All right.
Okay,
sorry.
Here we go. He's there. Hold on.
All right.
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm here.
Good. Good.
Is there
Thank
anything
you.
Specific you want me to talk about, or do you just want me to muse?
I'd love just to have your messages about our future. That would be nice.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of attached to our country, and I celebrate all countries in the world, but I am more attached to the United States and indirectly to England, where we came from, mm-hmm. in general, those of us that came by boat. And mm-hmm. so I want you to expand your understanding of what we call patriotism. And patriotism was originally designed for each person to participate in the creation of life and to be heard and to be able to count and vote and have a place in the group idea of government. And originally, government was designed for each person to govern themselves. And then it grew into a huge mass machine of today, what we call government. It's important that you speak your truth. It's important that you listen to the wisdom of your own heart. It's important that you allow boundaries not to exist anymore. It's not necessary to have boundaries around countries if your intention is not to harm. So I look forward to when the walls come down, whether it's your wall of fear with your next door neighbor, or your wall of fear with your relative, or your wall of fear with another religion or another color or another educational group. Let the walls come down let you open your heart and let you take patriotism of self to live in the integrity of who you really are. Mm-hmm. That is really the greatest gift you can give yourself. Mm-hmm. And I'm noticing that more and more the walls are coming down. And it's quite exhilarating. And I'm also quite excited to see that on many levels, the original words that we helped put in documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, are being looked at with new eyes in many, many ways. Because our intention was for all to benefit from whatever we chose. And if you look at the first people nations, they make their choices based on how it affects the next seven generations. How wise is that? So if you would stand back, because I am now more enlightened in that way, and I realize the wisdom of the indigenous cultures to consider how my choices today are going to affect the next seven generations. If you just made that change, then your patriotism would come from a place of sharing and not feeling superior. And the walls will come down. So take a moment and ask yourself, when you make a choice, is there a wiser, more loving choice that I can make to support my brothers and sisters of humanity? And may I support and assist where I live and local government and local people in a way that truly does bring more fairness and allowing others to benefit so that we don't have the haves and the have-nots. That's archaic, it's old thinking, and we need to let it go. I am George Washington, and I'm glad I put my teeth in for this.
Thank you, President Washington. We appreciate your input so much. We've got 4 minutes left, Judy, and open the doors to anyone who would like to come through.
It's Adama.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay, this is Adama from Inner Earth, and they are the Lemurians that lived on the West Coast, all the Hawaiian Islands, all the way to Greece. Their continent sank several hundreds of years before Atlantis. Both continents sank because of misuse of crystalline energy, and they started creating half people and half animals. And so the Lemurians went inside Mount Shasta at the top of California in the United States, and they created five levels of living more than 15,000 years ago. And they've been maintaining a loved-based life, which is what we're stepping into in a fifth-dimensional consciousness. So Adama is the high priest of the Lemurians, and they call themselves the Telosians, and they live in Telos. So here we go. I invite everybody in the world to come into our healing chamber called the Jade Temple of Healing and take a respite and let you be nurtured and loved. We have a most amazing healing chamber, and we can accommodate everybody at one time. So if you feel you need extra help and healing in some way, just call in the part of you that's me, because we're all one in the most expanded consciousness. There's no separation anymore. I am you and you are me. So if you call in the part of you that's Adama and tell me what it is you would like to have healing with, I will do my very best to assist you in the Jade Temple of Healing. And if I feel that another temple or chamber would better suit you, I will be sure to let you know that and get your permission before I transfer you to another healing chamber or temple for additional healing that may be needed.
Judy, I'm so sorry, my friend. We've just run out of time, but I'm going to have you back again sometime soon, and I want to thank Adama so much for those beautiful words.
Chiquua.